Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of September 12th through the 16th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. Right now, the housing market isn't living up to expectations. Despite a 6-point jump in home builder confidence for September, housing starts fell nearly 6% in August and permits also dropped. Fundamentals still remain favorable for housing as household formations are rising, the labor market is tight, and mortgage rates are low. One of the headwinds facing housing is lack of inventory, which has weighed on existing home sales. Higher prices are needed for homeowners to list properties, but that would shut out a lot of first-time buyers. It will take time for the supply constraints to fade, so only a slow, gradual upward trend can be expected in 2017. The economy is still hanging on, even after a generally weak month of indicators for August. The consumer is taking a break after a strong second quarters, but fundamentals suggest that activity should pick up later this year. Policy uncertainty has weighed on the business sector for some time and may be starting to affect consumer behavior. Manufacturing is expected to remain positive, but quite weak. The inventory correction and the energy weights are fading, but weak global growth will remain a headwind through 2017. In all, the trend still remains positive. Employment growth will slow as we approach full employment, but incomes are rising. Growth should remain near the 2% mark that we've seen over the last 7 years. Last week's data highlight looks at that home builder sentiment. Despite the weakness in recent housing data, home builder sentiment improved in September. The NAHB Index of Builder Confidence rose to 65 in September, up 6 points from August, and all three subcomponents improved. Home builder confidence is hovering well above the expansionary level of 50. The stability of the index over the past year suggests steady growth for the nation's housing industry for the next 6 months. The present and future sales components increased the most in September, and traffic of prospective buyers rose 4 points to the highest reading this year. Most of the improvement came from the West, where conditions improved by a large 14 points. Inventories of existing homes is hovering between 4 and 4.5 months. Readings below 6 months normally suggest that builders need to increase construction to meet consumers' needs. On the international front, the Bank of Japan shifted the focus of its monetary stimulus this week from expanding the money supply to controlling interest rates. Some economists are saying that this shows that the bank's current policy has reached the limits of its effectiveness. Japan's central bank said it would adjust the volume of its asset purchases, as necessary, to control bond yields. The change suggests that the bank is attempting to steepen the yield curve on bonds. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we'll begin the week with August new home sales released on Monday, September 26th at 10 a.m. Eastern. We expect sales to fall after July's large 12% jump. Sales are volatile, but the pace remains a plus for housing in general and for third quarter GDP. The Conference Board's Index of Consumer Confidence for September will be released on Tuesday, September 27th at 10 a.m. We look for confidence to hold on to the bulk of August's 4-point gain. The index is sensitive to labor conditions, and a slight fall is expected. August durable goods orders will be released on Wednesday, September 28th at 8:30 a.m. Durable goods orders likely fell in August after the large 4% increase seen in July. A good part of July's gain was in transportation, which is always a volatile component. The more important core capital goods orders are projected to fall by a modest amount. The third estimate of second quarter GDP will be released on Thursday, September 29th at 8:30 a.m. We expect GDP to be revised up slightly, maybe as much as 0.5% from the current 1.1% growth, and this would be due to better results from some of the late arriving data. August pending home sales will also be released on Thursday, September 29th at 10 a.m. Pending sales likely fell 1% in August, which would make it the third decline in the last 4 months. Conditions are in place for home sales to strengthen, but the market is slow due partially to supply constraints. August personal income and spending will be released on Friday, September 30th at 8:30 a.m. We expect personal income to rise 0.2% in August, a step down from the 0.4% increase seen over the prior 3 months. The GDP deflator is expected to rise and be up about 1.5% from a year earlier. This week, you will find me attending and speaking at the CSCMP 2016 Annual Conference. I will be joining a Tuesday session sponsored by TruckStop.com that will include Bloomberg analyst Lee Klaskow and TruckStop.com Chief Marketing Officer Brent Hutto. We are going to take a dive into how each of us utilizes and makes sense of the large amount of spot market data that is now available. If you're at CSCMP, I invite you to join us, and please let us know how you use spot market data to better understand your markets.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.